Surely the righteous will be rewarded with gardens of delight by the Rabb. What do the disbelievers think? Shall we treat the Muslims as we treat the criminals? What is the matter with you? What kind of judgment do you make? Or do you have a book from which you read that you shall be given whatever you choose? Or do you have a sworn covenant, a covenant binding on us till the day of resurrection, that you shall have whatever you demand? Ask if any of them will vouch for that, or do they have other gods who could help them against Allah? If so, let them produce their other gods. If they are truthful, on the day of judgment, when the dreadful events shall be unfolded, and they shall be asked to prostrate themselves, they shall not be able to do so. They shall stand with eyes downcast, utterly humbled, because during their safe and sound earthly life, they were called upon to prostrate themselves, but they refused to do so. O Prophet, leave to me those who reject this revelation. We shall lead them step by step to their ruin, in ways that they cannot perceive. I shall even put up with them for a while, for my plan is foolproof. Or have you, O Prophet, demanded a compensation from them, that they are overburdened with debt? Or do they have the knowledge of the unseen, that they are writing it down? So wait with patience for the judgment of your Rabb, and be not like the companion of the fish, who cried when he was in distress. Had his Rabb not bestowed on him his grace, he would certainly have been left in the stomach of a whale. But we forgave him, so he was cast off on the naked shore, while he was condemned. But his Rabb chose him and included him among the righteous. The unbelievers would almost trip you up with their eyes when they hear our revelations, the Quran, and say, "He, Muhammad, is surely crazy." The Quran is nothing but a reminder to all the people of the world.